Shamrock Rovers are the league champions and they have a 100% record this season. Most people would feel that they're strong favourites for this year. So for us, we just come up out of it, having won the first division. So it was an interesting barometer for where we are and so forth. But I think we probably had the better of the match, but we didn't create loads of chances. We probably created three reasonable chances, three or four, but they didn't really create anything on the night against us. So it was a reasonable display, I felt.
And you feel that Derry, if they'd taken those chances, could have snatched the 3 points?
Yeah, I think you know, one of the things, I mean, we had a few setbacks. We lost our centre-back, Stuart Grieshan, before half-time with a facial injury. But nevertheless, you know, with the young back forward, Daniel Lafferty, Shane McElhenney, and then Emmett Fryers came in for Stuart Grieshan. They've never really played in the Premier Division before this season. So the fact that they held Gary Twigg and Gary O'Neill and Kieran Kilduff, who the Shamrock Rovers strike force is among the best in the country. So the fact that they did that, I was quite pleased about that. We didn't really give them any opportunities on the night. But we played some good stuff, particularly in the second half. Gary McGlynn was quite influential for us. But we just couldn't get the goal that we needed. And they're quite strong defensively, Shamrock Rovers. So you have to... It's difficult to break them down. But we played well enough.
So far in the Premier Division campaign, Stephen, would you be happy with how things have progressed with the club, having moved up from the First Division? There's a mix of experience and youth in there with the side at the moment. Would you be pleased how things have progressed up until last night?
I think we've played four games and we've played quite well in all of the four games, you know, without hitting top form. I think our performances have been good, and really, I suppose, what let us down was being 2-0 up and Drogheda last week and then allowing Drogheda to come back and equalise in that game, because I feel we should definitely have probably, I would feel, 8 points, you know. Now we have 5 points in the first four games, but we've played the top two. We've played the top two teams in those four games, in Shamrock Rovers and Sligo Rovers. So it's early days. I think we'd have done better had we had some of our better players available, like James McLean, who only came on last night for half an hour. That's his first bit of action. And Kevin Deary, who missed the first two games. And Stuart Grieshan, who missed last week. So, we don't have real strength and depth, but we do have a really good team. We can keep everyone fit. I think we'd be a match for anyone.
Yep. Now, your preparations for last night's game were obviously hampered with the decision that was taken to hand Patrick McElhenney a suspension, Stephen, for missing out on the Republic of Ireland under 19 fixture this week. Could you probably give us some background as to that situation?
Well, Patrick got a call late on Monday to travel Tuesday at lunchtime for 8 days to Cyprus to play in the 19 international friendly, but at such short notice, he decided he wasn't able to go for personal reasons. So that was his view. So the FAI, in their wisdom, have deemed him ineligible for 3 games because of that. You know, so I don't know. It's supposed to be a democratic organisation. Surely you have the right to choose to do what you want to do, and for whatever reason. So we have players at all levels, but 5 of the under 21 international team dropping out the day before the game, and we've had at senior international level we've had several players dropping out for various different reasons. So I think without establishing the facts, the FAI have made that decision without any sort of consultation. So,
do you feel it's a harsh one, Stephen?
I think it's an absolute. I think it's absolutely shocking. Not that I think it's. I think harsh is an understatement. I think it's really poor treatment of a player who I feel has the capability to go on and become a full international. Possibly, you know, if he is ready to progress. Last year, he was only 17 playing in our team. Last year, he got 14 goals. He was exceptional. And he's had a good start this season. So he's been in the under-19s for the last 2 years already, playing out of his age group. So I think it's a very unusual and unprecedented move. And you know, it's quite puzzling, to be honest. So, but whoever, we'll just have to get on with it.
Finally then, Stephen, looking forward to the next game, EA Sports Cup action away from home against Salt Hill Devon. Will you be changing things for that fixture on Monday?
Well, we've not really got the numbers to change that much. Like, we probably in the past would have been able to change a squad in a very flexible way, but we've not got the numbers to do that. We've got probably Thomas McBride and David McDade, who are sort of on the fringes at the moment, who are waiting for an opportunity, and, you know, are well capable of grabbing that opportunity. So they will come into the team, but there won't be wholesale changes. We do have a few injuries. Barry Malloy got injured last night and could be out for a few weeks in his ankle ligaments, and Stuart Grecian obviously had an x-ray last night, and it was a suspected fractured cheekbone, so they'll miss out. And Gerard Doherty, our goalkeeper, has a bit of a groin injury, so Eugene Ferry and Rory Kelly come into consideration there. So we have to take the game seriously. It's a game that we should win, but going down to Salt Hill on a Monday, you know, with not much of a crowd, and that it's a possibility you can get turned over if you don't prepare well.